أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا. We were reading a surah in Shiqaq, and the subject matter starts from the top, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that man has been put into some difficulty and hardship in this world, passing his life. On the one side, he has to earn his rozi, and there are a lot of rules and regulations with regard to that also. On the other side, his deeni life must also be in order, for his object is to reach Allah Ta'ala, and in that whole process, he is going to go through various stages. And also, of course, the mort itself is one major stage that a person has to go through, the life of the qabr, and on the day of Qiyamah there are various stages which a person has to go through. Finally then he reaches his destination, and then Allah Ta'ala explained the people will get their book of deeds, their nama amal in the right hand. Who, what will be those people's condition, and those who get it behind their backs in the left hand, what will be their condition? And then Allah Ta'ala explained the causes of these people who got their books, their record of deeds in the left hand. It is, they thought this world is the be all and end all. They only lived for this world. They did not believe in the Akhirat. They did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. So they made no preparations for that either. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala draws one final point with regard to that, that man should not be unmindful. So Allah Ta'ala says, Bala, undoubtedly, there is no doubt whatsoever that man is not just created in vain just for this dunya, that this dunya is the end all or be all. But in fact, Inna Rabbahu kana bihi basira, uska Rabb usko dekhta tha. His Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, was watching him all the time. From the time a person's birth right up to his death, Allah was watching every stage, and in such a way that we can't watch ourselves. Allah watches the entire creation, not only the human beings but all the other species, whether it's a jinn, whether it is all the types of birds, animals, insects, everything Allah Ta'ala. And this is gaining the ma'rifat and recognizing who that great being is. So Allah Ta'ala knows every person from his birth right up to his death. Allah Ta'ala knows that every action of his, every condition of his, what was his mental condition at that time, what was his heart's condition at that time, what were his actions at that time, what was a person thinking at that time, all that Allah Ta'ala knows in complete detail, and Allah Ta'ala does not even have to keep a record of it. For system Allah has, and to satisfy man that everything of yours is on record. Allah has got a definite and proper system, but Allah remembers everything himself. He doesn't need any files or anything. He doesn't have to open the computer or anything. Everything is there by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows from which parts his body parts were made, from what ingredients, from where and where. Allah knows the ruh, where it came from, when it entered his body, when life came into that person. Allah knows perfectly well with what he filled his stomach. Where did he gain it from? What was the ingredients of that food? And the details of it, one morsel we put in our mouth, even if it's just a piece of bread without any butter, jam, nothing on it, that bread also from where and where it has come, we don't know at all. But Allah knows everything from where that bread has come. And then the whole details of a person's life, where he got up in the morning, where he slept at night, where he passed his day, every detail is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then every limb of his body, what did he do with his hands, what did he do with his legs, every detail in this short ayat, Allah Ta'ala has encompassed everything. And just to know these details of one person is also a great, great achievement. But to know of the entire creation, it's just mind-boggling. But that is Allah. Allah Ta'ala, who is that creator, He knows every small detail of each and everything. All the things which are manufactured in factories, by machines, every detail of that. Maybe 2 million items are produced a day, a week, and that producer himself, the machine, or the owner doesn't know all the details, but Allah Ta'ala knows every small detail. The sum total of all this is that this is not in vain, that Allah is keeping track and watching everything, that we just die and it's the end of the story. No, it's never for that. If a person is keeping all his records, he's keeping it for a purpose. If a person is owning a house and is collecting rent, and he keeps record of his rent, and he keeps record of all that house, the condition of it, it's not just for keeping records. Because if the tenant doesn't pay his rent, he will go up to him, he will collect his rent. The day the tenant wants to leave, he will know what deposit he paid, what are the damages in the house. He will check all that. So the records are not just kept for a purpose of record, they are for a purpose. Everything is for a purpose. All this is that man is going to return to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will show him all which he did, which he forgot. But at that time, man will acknowledge everything. He won't be able to deny everything. He will remember then when it is put in front of him. If we also just take the little trouble which is narrated, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. Check your records before your records are going to be checked. So if we think little of our youth from the time we became baligh, where we spend our time, what we did, where we went, and then we will see we start remembering gradually all our condition. And for all our major sins, not individually necessarily, that I did this guna, I did that guna, but generally for all our major sins, we must make sure that we make tawbah. And for the minor sins, for all our sins, we must make complete tawbah. It must not happen that we forget all the gunas and we never ever made tawbah of them. And our qaza namazes, etc., that we have to cover up also. Qaza rozas we got perhaps, that also we have to cover up. If we were owing somebody, we did somebody down when we were young, then if we cannot trace that person, try and give out that amount of money in sadaqah. And always beg Allah Ta'ala that those people who have rights on us, that Allah in His mercy and kindness from His side, that He fulfills the rights of those people. And the sign of the acceptance of that dua will be that Allah will make it possible for us to fulfill the rights of those people. And also, most important are the rights of fellow people. The rights of Allah will forgive very easily. And great ulama have written that Allah will just forgive easily. But the rights of fellow people, Allah will be very fair and just there. That everyone must get his right. But there also, on the night of Muzdalifah, the morning of Muzdalifah, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah will forgive the rights of fellow people, that is when we make the dua to Allah Ta'ala. And the sign of it is that Allah will give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights. So we must be very careful of the rights of people. Allah's rights also are very great on us. And in any case, the day of Qiyamah, especially the starting of it, it will be very, very hard on each and every person. And then it will ease off as time goes. But that is a long, long period. May Allah Ta'ala give us, we have this opportunity before our eyes close, that we make sincere tawbah and correct our lives, and let us be concerned of our family people, our town people, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind as well. وآخر دعوانا